Hello and welcome to English Pronunciation Pod, the English pronunciation podcast dedicated to improving your pronunciation of American English. I'm your host, Charles Becker, coming to you from New York City, the multicultural capital of the world. English Pronunciation Pod is for anybody who wants to improve their pronunciation of American English. Transcripts of our lessons are available at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. On our website, you can also download our full English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. In this week's podcast, we're going to review two important vowel sounds of English, ah, as in hot, and ah, as in hat. Being able to hear and say the difference between these two vowel sounds is an important part of speaking English clearly and correctly. Mastering this vowel distinction can be quite challenging. Many students of English make the mistake of replacing the ah sound for the ah sound. For example, instead of saying hat, H-A-T, they might say something that sounds like hot. This can be confusing to your listener. To an American, these sounds are completely different, so mastering them is key. The focus of this week's podcast is learning how to pronounce the vowels a and a correctly and distinctly. We're also going to practice these sounds in some key words and a special accent reduction training exercise. So let's begin by reviewing how to pronounce a, as in hat and cat. In order to pronounce a, your tongue should be flat, forward, and relaxed. Your lips are spread wide, almost as if you're smiling. Your jaw drops, it opens. This sound requires a lot of movement, and it may feel strange at first. I recommend that you use a mirror when practicing this sound to make sure that you're spreading your lips and dropping your jaw. Let's begin by just practicing the vowel sound itself. Please listen and repeat, paying careful attention to your form. Remember, spread lips and drop jaw. Ah. Ah. Now let's practice some key words of English which contain ah. Please listen and repeat. Cat. Man. Tax. Laugh. Cash. Accent. iPad. I-P-A-D. iPad. Next, we're going to learn how to pronounce ah. This sound is somewhat easier, but it's necessary to review for two reasons. The first is that students of English often use ah instead of saying ah. So, for example, instead of saying hat, they might say something that sounds like hot. If your first language is Spanish, French, Italian, or Japanese, you may be making this mistake especially. Other students whose first language is Eastern European, such as Russian or Polish, or whose first language is Portuguese, or whose first language is Korean, may be substituting e instead of a. However, this is a separate issue which was covered in a previous podcast and can also be found in my full English pronunciation course in MP3, Best Accent Training. It won't be covered right now. However, I have heard all students from all over the world make the mistake of substituting a for a, regardless of what their first language is, so it's best for everybody to review this. A sound is that this vowel sound is often spelled with the letter O. And for that reason, I often hear students use the O sound instead of the A sound. So for example, instead of saying podcast, as in we're listening to a podcast right now, they might say podcast. Po, instead of pa. Although this o sound exists in many languages, it does not exist in English. We have o, as in go or no, but that's actually different than o, which we hear in languages all over the world. The letter o in English is very tricky. It has several pronunciations, but in general, when you see a single letter o in a stressed syllable of a word, like in the words hot, doctor, or podcast, it's pronounced a. So let's review how to pronounce a correctly. In order to pronounce a, your tongue goes back and remains flat. The tongue tip is not raised. Your lips are neutral. They're not spread, and also, very important, they're not forward. Your jaw drops. It opens. Please listen and repeat. Ah. Ah. Now let's practice some key words which contain the vowel sound ah. Please listen and repeat. Cop. Hot. Dollar. Doctor. Stock. Document. iPod. I-P-O-D. iPod. Next, we're going to do a special accent reduction training exercise to help develop a distinction between a and a. You're going to hear a pair of words. The words are exactly the same, except for the vowel sound. The first word contains a, and the second word contains a. Listen and repeat each pair, paying careful attention to the difference in vowel sounds. Remember, for a, your lips are spread, and your tongue is more forward and relaxed. Please listen and repeat. Hat. Hot. Cap. Cop. Lack. Lock. iPad. iPod. Stack. Stock. If you're having trouble hearing the difference or pronouncing the difference, don't worry. This takes time and practice. Mastering the distinction between a and a is a gradual process. But if you work at it regularly and practice as often as you can, you're going to improve. You're going to get it. Accent reduction is primarily a physical activity. It's important to have the right training tools for better pronunciation. That's why I recommend that you try my full English pronunciation course in MP3, Best Accent Training MP3s. No matter what your first language is, Best Accent Training has the lessons you need for speaking English clearly and correctly. Best Accent Training MP3s contains all the sounds of English with step-by-step instructions and practice exercises. You get MP3 lessons on every vowel of English, every consonant, syllable stress lessons, intonation lessons, and connected speech. Best of all, Best Accent Training is a fast and easy download that you can put on your MP3 player and take with you wherever you go. I specifically designed it for that purpose. Best Accent Training MP3s, available for download at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions about this podcast, feel free to contact me at contact@EnglishPronunciationPod.com. From New York, this is Charles Becker saying thank you for joining us and see you next time.